الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. We are responsible for bringing deen in our lives, and for that we must make an effort, and the important thing is that that effort must be also correct. Our niyat for bringing deen in our lives, that must be also correct for the pleasure of Allah, to correct our lives, to prepare for akhirah. And then the method of bringing deen into our lives must also be correct. Many times we choose the wrong methods, which has become quite prevalent nowadays, that there are various types of methods of trying to propagate deen, in the form of entertainment, for example. We were in Jamaat in Europe, and in certain countries we found that almost every masjid has got like a tea facility for tea next to the masjid. And the reason for that was, well, they are mostly migrant laborers in those countries, so they don't have family life. So to attract them to the masjid. Otherwise they go to other tea shops, and there they get involved in more wrong. So yeah, at the masjid they have some tea facility, but then we saw that the people just sitting there all the time. Namaz takes place also right next to them, with Jamaat, Azan also, but they don't respond. So the procedure, the method must be the correct method. That is by giving da'wah, speaking to them. That is the thing, not by any other type of entertainment. Otherwise, entertainment, many people, youngsters for example, to bring other youngsters into deen, then they also want to provide some entertainment for them. Some soccer tournament, or some other games, or some other things, and in this way try and attract them and lure them to the masjid. So all these things, they won't be successful. The important thing is, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi said that if we use the wrong methods of bringing people to deen, even if outwardly we seem to be successful, people are coming, but we are unsuccessful, we have failed, because we haven't used the correct method shown by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we use the right method and nobody comes also, we are successful. There are those Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam who definitely, there is no question about it, they used the right method, they gave the right message, and they used the right method, but they did not have a single follower. But by Allah they are 100% successful. The failure is not of the, if we don't, people don't listen, people don't come to masjid, come to deen, then it is their failure if they are not responding. If they are not coming, they not listening, they not taking heed, it is their failure. How can we think that is our failure? As long as we did the work and we did it in the correct way. So by any entertainment that we have, whether it is in the masjid, whether it is in some hall or something near the masjid, etc., or even unfortunately some people, organizations, they go to resorts for the dini activities. The resorts are the last place where you can get deen to come alive. The place for deen to come alive are the masajid. That is the place where deen will come alive. Yeah, where the environment is of deen, etc., and the malaika, that is where deen will come alive. So, just forgot also, mashallah, our brother Yusuf brought a very valuable point to mind, Allah reward him, that we find that with Durood Sharif, that we find calmness, we find a serenity in our lives, things go smooth, etc. One of the reasons for that is that whenever we read salam anywhere, Allah has appointed malaika to convey that salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself replies to that salam. So when the salam is replied to by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, then how can there be peace coming on us? So it's easily understandable like that, that peace then comes onto a person. When it comes from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, rahmat, peace, mercy, kindness for all the realms, and we are sending, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sending salam on us. And more than that, Allah sends salam on a person. A person who sends salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah sends 10 salams on that person. So when salam is coming from Arhamur Rahimeen, Akramul Akrameen, then how can't you find peace in your life? Allah give us tawfiq to read more and more Durood Sharif and to read it with passion and with kindness. So this deen, another point that just comes to mind before we carry on, deen came to the world when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and the ayat iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, what those ayat, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, iqra, read. He said, ma ana biqari. And then Jibreel alayhi salam embraced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And really, the real deen was already conveyed at that time, in that embrace, that of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, what he transferred into the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, into the whole body, heart and mind and the whole body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And not one, three times. So that was what it was. So one question that was always puzzling me also, that to find many people even reverts, or many who didn't go to maktab also. They just attend some programs, they go in jamaat little bit, and I used to be surprised that how they also know about sajdah sahwa, for example. They didn't learn all that. Many other details of deen, but they know all those details also. They've got understanding. It is all by sohbat. Little bit of sohbat, how much gets transferred into a person? And that sohbat of any other person who is deendar, who has got reasonable deen, who has got some deen in him. Just that sohbat of that person, you go in jamaat. Jamaat namaz, one of the reasons that we can understand why jamaat namaz has been made compulsory. That just by being in the jamaat namaz, we get the sohbat, not only of the musallis, the malaika which are present. And then all the musallis, and in the musallis, generally in all way, in every congregation, there will be ulama also, there will be salaha, righteous, pious people, all types of people. And just being present in there, we don't know what gets transferred into a person. And more than the masail also, the yaqeen, aqeedahs also get transferred. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, so to get deen into our lives, must use the correct method also. Any sporting event or any sporting activities in the masjid, around the masjid, to attract the people to come to the masjid, that will look to us in our understanding, or in looking at from a Western point of view. That is their tariqah. One time, some people came to Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi, and they said the things of prices have skyrocketed. Things have got very, very expensive. So should we demonstrate, march, like people will march to the appropriate officers, handing them a memorandum, etc. So Hazrat said that is not our tariqah. Then Hazrat explained that things by Allah Ta'ala works in such a way that on the one, it's like a pen with two scales. The one pen is the connection with Allah Ta'ala. When that pen, connection with Allah, is weak, so that pen goes up. Then all halat, it falls in the other pen. Then price of things go high. Then there is infighting. People you never expected. Like for example, presently in India, people, Muslims and Hindus, were living peacefully with each other. No real problem. But suddenly, now all that problems come. Whether it was in Syria, whether it was in which were these countries?
Bosnia.
And all those places where people normally, but because when the contact with Allah becomes less, then all these conditions come. All the difficult conditions. And the correct way for Ahl-e-Haq is to build your connection with Allah. When that connection will be built, that pain will come down. And then automatically by that, the pain with problems will be light. It will go right up. It will fly in the air. There will be no problems left. So that is our way. To bring Deen into our lives, we must use the correct methods also. And they have been given fully to us in the Quran and Hadith. And in our times, it is all, like for example, with Jamaat work which we have been blessed with. Then the work of the Khanqa, Darul Uloom, acquiring the Maktab is a very, very important connection in this, bead in the, in this chain. One of the very important is the Maktab. To go to Maktab and to acquire that. And the Maktab must also be in the proper way, of course, with the proper teaching. And many of us perhaps will still remember that previously Maktabs, there was only ulama, men, who were teaching. And their barakat, what they transferred to those people. So many said that we don't understand the language of the Maulana. They knew Urdu, they knew Gujarati, and the younger generation knew English. But that connection with them, that is where the deen comes from. So it is very important that we use the correct methods in all. In order to acquire deen also, like for example, if we acquire it from YouTube, there are many YouTube Maulanas. So there we won't get the essence of deen. You will be just in a tube all the time. And the real deen won't come into your life. That you'll see, and the sad part of all this new innovation, whether it is old bid'at or new bid'at, innovation, that in bid'at a person thinks, I'm very pious and I'm righteous. And he's gone, not only he hasn't got piety, he's gone negative, he's gone completely off track. What all the types of bid'at also which we know, which commonly we associate with the Barilwi people, all those bid'at, those people are very convinced that they do it with great passion. Once when we were in Cape Town many years ago, they arranged a program in Paul's Moor prison. We went to the prison, we had a program, and there were many Muslim prisoners. It was for the Muslims. They had a Jamaat Khana Masjid, a Musalla also in the prison. And they had arranged a Milad session. And they were reading all their Milad, all what they read. And really, if you saw them, what passion they were reading, and with what feeling they were reading. But they are doing the wrong thing. Similarly, many of us must have noticed, at Masjid al-Nabawi, outside from Shabbat, from Jababi Jibreel. It used to be at times, where the Shias, the women folk should come there, and they are looking at Rozai Mubarak and crying. And the way they are crying, it looks like really these people are out of this world. They are in the seventh heaven. But they are all on batil. So therefore, a person, bid'at, one of the worst things of bid'at is you don't get an idea that you are doing wrong. You are convinced you are doing wrong. But you don't get, you are convinced you are doing right. But you are doing all the wrong and you have no idea that I'm doing wrong. So therefore, for a bid'ati, tawbah is very, very difficult. So the new bid'at of new innovations of bringing deen into our lives, the person who is involved in that, he will also feel, I'm doing very good. For example, the ulama also who are coming on YouTube, not only that are they convinced, but they prove themselves that they are doing the right thing. And the people who listen also and follow also. But deen in there, as you say, you'll be just in a tube all the time. If you are getting your deen from TV, all the TV programs that are held, and they also argue that there is not benefit in it, and they come. The person who comes is a TV actor, like a film actor, a TV actor. All you will come in you, you'll act according to deen. But deen, the reality of deen cannot come into a person. And the common example we give, that online you can perhaps get married also, but you can never get a baby online. So the words of deen and the thought that I've got deen in my life, that can come into you. But deen itself, which is, deen is a noor from Allah Ta'ala. And this nur comes from person to person. This personal contact, that is. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala could have sent the Quran Sharif as a kitab directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah sent it to Jibreel Alayhi Salaam. And how he embraced Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was the beginning. And towards the end, when deen was completed, Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam came as a student and sat in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked questions, Mal Islam, Mal Iman, Mal Ihsan, all these questions. So that was also personal, directly, as how Ustad sit with the students today and teach them. That is how the deen came. And also it can be seen, the more that the environment is the correct one, like sitting on the floor, and we learn deen in that way, is much more rewarding, much more better than if you are sitting at desks, on sitting at tables, etc. In that way we try and bring deen, and the way that we bring deen, sitting on the floor, that brings the actual deen. So that whole, and all the etiquette and adab which are required. So this is very, very important, that we must be very careful how we acquire our deen. And we acquire it in the correct method. In that way deen will come into our lives, what is called deen. And to understand that, that what is deen itself, that is also very important. Otherwise, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told one Sahabi that a time will come when deen will go out of the lives of the people. The Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, but how will that happen? We are teaching deen to our children, they are teaching it to their children, and this will carry on. So deen will always be there. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, I thought you were an intelligent person. Don't you see the Jews are also teaching their deen to their children? The Christians are also teaching it, but it isn't deen that they are teaching. In their thinking they are teaching deen, but it is complete batil. It is shirk which they are teaching. So that is not that is not what is the deen. To understand the deen which is from Quran and Hadith, and for that a little bit of muraqabah all the time is very important for us. That am I in deen or not? One very pious lady in Mozambique, regularly she gathers her children, all who are in tabligh work also, and ulama, mashallah, their grandchildren, all very pious. But she says, now let us take hisab. Is deen coming in our lives or is deen going out of our lives? And knowledge of deen is not deen. Knowledge of deen, in one aspect, it is referred to as deen. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tunkahul mar'atu li arba'in, woman is married for four things. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fazfar bi dhati deen. Become successful by marrying a woman of deen, not a woman of knowledge. Today, normally, an alim looks for an alima. An alima looks for an alim. But that was not the criteria. Criteria was deen. And we know the amount of complaints that we get, that many alims and alimas, though they have graduated and they are teaching also, but deen is not in their lives. In fact, it is the opposite of deen, the Western way of life, their dressing, their lifestyle, though they are alims and they are alimas, but deen is the deed of the Jews and Christians. The deen of the modernist, a modern type of deen, not the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and which has been brought to us by our akabir and our aslaf, and that is our way. Allah has shown us practically that we can't connect directly to the sahaba and to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Our akabir and our aslaf follow those. And for that also Allah made it very clear. You want to know about deen? Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know who is Allah? Ask those people who know Allah Ta'ala. So see who knows Allah Ta'ala. That knowledge of the ma'rifat of Allah and connecting with Allah Ta'ala, that is important. Then Allah Ta'ala says, fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. Fas'alu is to ask, in kuntum la ta'alamun, if you don't know. So the middle should also be asked the ulama. Fas'alu ahlal ilm. Fas'alu al-ulama. in kuntum la ta'lamun. But Allah used the words fas'alu ahla dhikr. Those people who are in the dhikr of Allah, whose concern is about Allah, about akhirah, about qabr, ask those ulama. And those whose concern is what the scientists are saying, what the politicians are saying, what the media is saying, there you won't get your direction. You are going to go in the wrong direction there. You have to ask those people who are looking at Quran and Hadith, who are concerned about Qabr and Akhirah, ask those people. Otherwise, if you ask the wrong people, you will get the wrong answer naturally. You have to ask the right people. So deen will come from those people who have got concern of their lives, concern of the ummah, the families, the ummah, and more concerned than of dunya, and more concerned of our bodies, our ruh, more concerned of our dunya, our deen, more concerned than dunya, our akhirat. Ask those people and live with those people. So therefore, it is very important to see from who we are getting our deen and from where we are getting our deen. Otherwise, all this now electronic media, etc., with that we can get some information about deen. But deen itself, we can only get from person to person. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this. And then to associate with the right ulama. If a person is only a passenger in an aeroplane, but that aeroplane is doomed to destruction, it's going to meet with an accident. So it doesn't mean only the captain's mistake or the pilot's mistake, their mistake, but whoever is a passenger is also going to suffer the same consequences. So we have to see who is leading us, who are our leaders. That also is very important to understand, that who have we made our leader. If we haven't got any leader, that is also very dangerous. We say we don't belong to anyone. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. We are neutral. We don't belong to this side, we don't belong to that side. If we see benefit this side, then we jump on this bandwagon. We see benefit and goodness on the other, we jump on that bandwagon. We haven't made a direction for ourselves. We haven't chosen a path for ourselves. That person is also in a very dangerous, and shaitan will play havoc with that person. And shaitan will make that person feel you are in the right, and that people must listen to you. And he will block people from going into the right direction also. He himself won't choose the right path, and he himself will be stuck there. And he will just remain latakte rahe, na idhar ke, na udhar ke. They are just hanging on the line also all the time. Neither are they of this side, neither are they of that side. So it is very important that a person must know who is so he associates himself with, and that he associates with the right people. And that otherwise he can go to destruction. If we are in that aeroplane where the captain made a mistake, the pilot made a mistake, we are just ordinary passengers, we say we haven't made the mistake, we are not responsible for the mistake. But you're a passenger in that plane, you'll go to that same. So the same way, those people who make these big mistakes in deen, and where that direction leads them to, we will be also in that same place. Though we were just passengers, just ordinary passengers not doing anything, but on the day of Qiyamah we will be counted amongst those people. When Maulana Mahmood Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went to his Shaykh Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, on the occasion Shaykh al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali went there on the occasion when there was Urus taking place in Gangoh, where Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was. So he asked him, and very angry. He said, why did you come at this time? He said, I'm coming to you. He said, all the people are going for the Urus, but I'm not going there, I'm coming to you. He says, you are one part of those people. You are making that the crowd more bigger by you coming at that time. Come to me at some other time, not at this time. And he ordered him to return immediately back to Deoband. And that was the time when they shouldn't travel by bus or taxi, walking. And on his way, a friend of his, very close friend, lover of his, Said you have come all the way from Deoband, how many hours walk it must be, and you haven't had anything to eat, eat by me. He said, my sheikh told me I must return without eating or anything, not a sip of water or anything. He walked back again. So for us to be in the wrong groups, associated with the wrong groups, that is also very dangerous. Our Akabir was so particular about this also, that whose numbers are we swelling? Whose numbers are we making bigger? Who are we associating with? And the people who are openly, who are good, doing things openly against deen. In various aspects, they are totally going against deen. And we still support those people. That is very dangerous for us. So we have to see that what direction we are taking, where we are getting our deen with, who we are associating with. Are we associating with now or somebody, or are we just trying to remain neutral? Neutral is also very, very dangerous. A car in neutral, if it's pushed from the back, it will go front. If you push it from the front, it will go back. It's not a car on its own. It's not mustaqil. It hasn't got a direction. And a person like that will also all the time. And that is also how nafs and shaitan plays with that person. That we'll see if it's good. Pastures are green at this side, we'll go that side. Pastures are green at this side, we will go this side. No commitment they have. Like the munafiqeen, they had no commitment. The Jews were and Christians were open, and the polytheists. The Muslims were clear, and the Quran makes it so clear right at the beginning that the mu'mineen, the true believers, which group they are. And that is the group we must be in. Then the open kuffar I explained in two ayahs. Then about 13 ayahs, a long ruku, Allah explains about the munafiqeen. That this is the most dangerous. And they are a danger to themselves, and they are a danger to other people also. Because they're the snake in the grass. They are the most dangerous people. They might feel very happy that we are non-aligned and not committed. But they are the most dangerous people. If they're not this side also, and they're not that side also. So all this is very important for us to get our deen in order and to see which direction we are going, how we getting our deen, who are we aligned with, which direction are we going, and who are we associated with. All the time, this is from the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to all in the whole corridor of history of Islam, and today also. It isn't today that we normally say it's more important today. All the time the challenges were there. The test for Iman, Allah has made at all times also. And difficult, difficult test came on the Ummah also. We have to see which direction we are going. Allah Ta'ala guide us. And dua is very, very important. If we ask the question that when was the battle of Badr won? Was it won in the day when the battle took place? Or was it won in the night before the battle? What will we say? When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made du'as at night, so much du'as that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to fling his arms around him and said, oh Allah of Nabi, bas, Allah has heard you. Allah has heard you. What du'as he must have been made. The battle was won there already. The next day was the play out of the battle. And the help of Allah, the malaika coming down, and the victory of the Muslims, victory which you could never imagine. And the Muslims were at every odd. Everything was against them, but the dua of the night. So dua to Allah Ta'ala is very, very important, that we spend time and we beg Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The outward, many times it happened that somebody, he gets some fame, name, he did this work, he did that work, big Hazrat, big Maulana. But in the meantime, somebody's dua. That is, nobody knows about their dua perhaps also. But that one person's dua, and Allah then chooses somebody to do the work. And that person does the work then. It's just the outward form of it. But the dua was. And the dua also is really from Allah Ta'ala. When Allah wants to give something, Allah makes the people make that dua. And when Allah opens the doors of dua, Allah doesn't close the doors of acceptance. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.